What's new, pussycat?
Whoa.
And white boy rhythm.
Whoa. I am decent. Why did your whoa sound like sort of in pain as opposed to like it's supposed to be like joyful? yours was like whoa.
It's because at the same time I was like sitting back up and realized I had old man back pain.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah.
That's the thing right there.
I know. I make a very similar sound getting out of bed every morning now.
Oh,
like, that's where I'm at. Like,
yeah, you do the unconscious groan, you know, when you get up.
Yeah. Like, I also, I'm now speaking, because we're going to continue with this old man on the internet theme.
It's what it is, I guess.
I now have the, like, regular in the middle of the night pee that I have to go do. Like, I wake up and have to go pee.
Oh, boy, that's not good.
No, I hate it. I'm not a fan. I get so mad.
Are you good at going back to sleep?
I have a superpower that I can sleep on demand anywhere at any time.
I'm envious.
And my wife has put it to the test.
I have a very important question. Are you now dick dabbing? Are you taking the advice of my podcast?
Oh, God.
Huh? You need to dick dab, bro. Keep that hygiene, all right?
I refuse to discuss it.
What do you mean?
He's going to bed damp. He's going to bed damp. That's what he's telling.
We need to. This needs to be our fucking like. You
legacy.
Know, we need to shut this
legacy.
Off of the skyscrapers and tell everybody how important it is to dick dab.
Do you guys sit or stand to pee now?
We had this conversation before.
You're the
also.
Only one out of the three of us who sits.
I do not sit to pee.
Yeah.
Are you falling asleep on the toilet while you're sitting?
I don't have to. I don't have to worry about anybody else.
Post poopage.
God. What the fuck? You know, we had a nice little run of podcasts where we didn't talk about dick dabs or pooping.
Hold on, no, we need to discuss dick dabs.
Back.
We need to remind the fat fucks that dick dabbing is important.
Off that dick.
It's about cleanliness, guys. You can't shake it off fully, alright?
Have we talked about this before? Do you shower at night or in the morning? Has that come up on the podcast before?
I will shower either time that is most convenient with my schedule.
You guys are both shower pissers, right?
I do shower pee.
I'm not against it. I just typically, a lot of times I'll pee beforehand anyway, so it's not necessarily,
I will do the pre-pee, but if I forget or rushed, I will do a shower.
Yeah, I'm not against peeing in the shower. Are you, are you having a strong opinion about that?
I do not pee in the shower, ever.
What about the pool?
Even worse. Are you kidding?
Are you telling us, Brock, that your saltwater pool is full of your urine? Is that what? Since you're in there every day, apparently.
I had a conversation with my wife, and she's like, I have to go pee. And I was like,
we're here.
No.
Yeah, and she's like, no, what's wrong with you? She's like, have you peed in the pool? And I looked her straight in the face, and I was like, babe,
I'm doing
it. I've peed in every pool I've been in.
Like, I'm literally peeing as we speak, as you stare her in the eyes.
As soon as, like, my balls touch water, I need to pee. And usually it's like, well, here we are.
You're a monster. I cannot believe this. You're disgusting, bro. You are feeding your pee to everybody who goes into the fucking pool.
I mean, that's an extreme way of putting that, but sure.
Yeah, it's like, let's talk about dilution for a minute. Like, calm down.
Feeding your pee as he drinks out of his Nesquik cup, which is colored like pee.
It's even a yellow straw.
Exactly. Did the straw come with the cup?
No, we bought a pack of fun straws just to have some fun straws.
I might have to buy some fun straws. I've definitely started taking to drinking a lot out of reusable straws at home for whatever fucking reason.
Well, I hate paper straws. Like, I have a tirade against paper straws.
You mean like those reusable style ones? Okay.
Yeah, I'm also like not down with plastic straws.
Sure.
Turtles.
Yeah.
But the paper straws specifically are just fucking killing me because you can't finish a drink and
they get all soggy.
Not wrecked,
do you remember? I think we may have brought this up on the podcast before, but there was when at our college at SU, I think it was still like freshman or sophomore year, where they tried to change everything to compostable silverware, but it was like the very, very, very early time of compostable silverware, so it would like melt in the food.
Yeah.
You could get like a spoon and it would like melt in the soup because it was like too compostable, basically.
We went to when my wife and I were working in the restaurant industry together. one of the things that we would do is the restaurant we worked at would go cater weddings and,
sure.
mm-hmm. and stuff. Well, we went to this wedding that was all compostable, reusable, no impact stuff. And they had this silverware that was made out of balsa wood. So if you went to go like take a bite of something, broke. It was the worst stuff on the planet. I was like, this is embarrassing.
It is definitely a tricky thing because, you know, like I'm all for reusable items, obviously, like very, very heavily.
Just wash some damn dishes. Well,
but also think about how, like, that's another thing entirely. It's like, well, how much water do we waste, like, washing things?
I've recently started to stockpile my dirty shit dishes so I can then use the dishwasher on a cycle to wash just everything at once.
I also did that at a certain point, even as a single living person, you know, like Lou and I being like by ourselves solo, like, because it takes a lot longer to fill up your dishwasher. Like,
even as a single living person.
Yeah.
Guys, I was like, I didn't even think about it. Now, what's wrong with you guys? But that's because at the end of the day, I can literally fill my dishwasher
instantly
from a family of four.
The only time I'll fill it quickly is if I'm like making a big meal and like doing a lot of cooking, in which case, okay, maybe I can fill it with enough like pots and pans or whatever. But yeah, otherwise it takes a little while for me to fill it, as opposed to, like Lou suggested, hand washing them as I go.
I feel like we've gone too far. I'm going to go ahead and cue some music. What's up and welcome back to Mike's Hard Gamecast. My name is Micah Brockloose-Brock. Joining me today are two of my best buds. I have Chris Saul.
Gave up on the gimmick?
And Lou Salazar.
Did you forget?
No. It's different every time, but it was Lou Salazar.
Okay, that's your new gimmick. That's only after I said you gave up on the gimmick, though. You just panicked.
No, the gimmick is each time. Each time is unique, Chris. One time.
I doubt that.
It's one time.
So
Lou has a point he immediately wants to make.
I have two questions I immediately want to make.
Lou, I know you have something important you want to say.
Questions I want to make.
No. Caveat, they're not important. It's not important.
That's a caveat of the whole podcast. It's none of this is
spoiler
important.
Alert. None of our opinions are important.
Yeah, it's
not important, guys. I do have two questions.
Yes.
When are you, in what occasion are you guys drinking out of straws, generally speaking? Like, you prefer drinking straws if they're available?
I was going to make the drinking noise, but I didn't want to offend our friend Phil.
Oh, you should. I never drink out of straws.
What?
I'm not a straw guy.
Well, so...
Oh, I'm a big fan of straws.
I do like straws because I hate the feeling of ice on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can get that.
That's a good reason.
So I'm a big fan of straws. But I will say... I drink a lot of Starbucks. It's like my big weakness.
Yep, well, you know.
Yeah. And they've switched to this, like, sippy cup style instead of straws.
So there's no straws at all.
They'll offer you straws now if you want them.
Are you saying it has the little nozzle in the...
Yeah, the little, like sippy cup nozzle. Lid? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Are you against that?
Big fan. No, huge fan.
Oh,
I like it.
I kind of appreciate that.
I mean, it's a good delivery system, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I mean, sippy cups for everybody.
More places should adopt that style.
Sippy cups for everybody.
You enjoy it.
Oh, go ahead.
Draft beer, correct?
I do enjoy a draft beer, yes.
Doesn't it feel nice to, like, hold a big, like, you know...
Stein.
Pint or a stein, and then...
Yeah.
Well, I don't necessarily drink, like, beer.
Yeah,
but
I would
agree.
But
why the distinction?
I do think it has a lot to do with the ice, to Brock's point. Like, this cup that I have... Although Brock is drinking, I believe we determined, strawberry quick.
Strawberry milk.
I did this just...
Because
I wanted a little happiness in my night.
It is fun. I might need to go buy some fun straws. Like, that is fun. I like the reusable straws.
Normally, if it's like milk, I'll just sip. Like, I don't need a straw. But anything with ice, I do appreciate a straw or a sippy cup.
Sippy cup. I mean, it's fair.
Here's my second question.
Yeah.
If I may.
You may.
Number two.
How many...
It's the last one.
Is there only one hole or two holes in a straw?
Oh, good question.
This should be your question. This is like a highly debated thing on the internet. I would say there are
the debate, though.
Two holes what would in you the say? Straw.
What would you say?
I would say there's no holes in the straw.
If there's no holes in the straw, then it wouldn't work.
It's just be solid. An opening.
As opposed to a hole? How do you define a hole?
But so your question... Wait.
An opening is a hole.
Wait. Your question was, is there one or two holes? And your answer was, there are no holes.
Yeah, that's
nothing. You didn't even answer your own question.
His answer was answer C, zero holes.
Yeah, there are no holes. If there was some a matrix hole...
There are no holes.
If there was a hole in the straw, it would be leaking. It would... You know?
That would be a second hole. In my opinion, there's only a single. So you say, in my opinion, there's only one hole. I have one hole.
Two holes.
The Brock is two hole?
Two hole Brock. An old zero hole. Lewis.
Lewis. Wow, this is the first thing that we're like all completely different on. We got probably. No consensus on
no
this.
No consensus. Wow. Lou is against holes.
Lou is clearly wrong. Let's start there.
That's fair.
Lou is definitely wrong on this one.
If we ever made a shirt, could it say Lou is clearly wrong?
How wide does a straw have to get before you consider it no longer having a hole?
What? I mean, I consider those giant manhole pipes to have holes.
Wait, a straw?
Also
or a
two
hole?
Holes, I'm... though? Like a big, massive tube that you put underneath? You know, the
you go in
tubes?
One hole and you come out the other hole.
I feel like it has to do with the surface in that situation. You know,
well, here's my argument, okay? So if you have a tube...
Oh, my God.
And it's sealed on one end, but open on the other end, you would say, I'm going in this hole.
Yeah.
And you would come out that hole. That's same one hole.
Mm-hmm.
But now if it's open on both sides, I went there's in this hole, and I went out this there's hole. It's two hole. Holes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Does a cup have a hole?
Yes.
The top is the hole, is what you're saying?
The top
the
is
opening,
the hole, you're saying?
The opening. What would you? Are you saying that the cup does not have a hole?
It doesn't have a hole.
What would you call it?
There's a hole in the cup right here. Look, I can.
It's a hole in the bottom of the seat.
My finger's in the hole in the cup.
What would you call that, Lou?
What? So a bowl also has a hole.
Sure.
Would you say it does not?
Yeah, it doesn't.
He's so like taking it back. Would you say a plate has a hole also? It's just flat. There's not, the top is the hole.
No, what if there's like a slight
it's
you know,
too flat at that point. Like yeah. There's gotta be solid curvature.
Solid curvature for a hole to exist.
I mean, realistically, so like according to dictionary.com, the definition of a hole is an opening through something. So to that point, there is an opening on the top of a bowl. That's a good question.
Wait, and
we're going to be
through something.
All I'm going to say is we're going to be sorely disappointed at the question of the week after this question.
the whole question. I mean,
the whole debate is going to like rate higher than the question of the week. I guarantee you.
What would you consider a hole, Lou?
I started on the two holes in the straw camp, and I. And Eddie changed my mind. Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, he has decided that
I have
zero
never
holes.
Been more disappointed in Eddie Spaghetti in my whole life.
Zero
Eddie
holes.
Spaghetti considers zero holes in a straw.
Zero holes. What? Yes. What is the argument?
Wait, am I
that?
Right? Confirm, Eddie Spaghetti. I believe that's the.
Okay.
What is the
Eddie Spaghetti confirms? Yes.
Okay, I see the
that is
oh,
what they
hey,
believe.
Look, I popped the chat out, you guys.
You did it. Hey. Anyway,
do you know
why?
I had to update my Discord?
Oh my God. Why zero holes? What is the argument for zero holes? Can you articulate it?
My guess would be is because it's purpose built for this, so there's no hole in it.
Yeah,
it's
but
just
like
made
the okay. So the idea is that
it's in the function of how these things are defined.
Okay.
Basically, the definition how they are defined. It's like a cup. You understand that a cup always is
has
a hole on the top.
Yeah,
a drinking out of the top. It has an opening on the top.
How do you? What do you drink?
I like
out of
the
it?
Like loading like I look that Lou had on his face when we were both like, "You mean a hole?" Like,
no, it has an opening on the top. If it had a hole, it would be leaking because that
would be a second hole. If there was a second hole, it would leak.
No, it's not a second hole. It's a hole.
It's a second hole.
No,
I mean
it's a
yes,
hole.
It would also be a hole. But it would be another
if,
hole.
If
it
I
would,
say to would, you guys,
the
oh,
whole
man,
thing has
my
one hole.
If I say my hose has a hole, damn it, you're not going to think like, yeah, duh. No, it actually has two holes. One of them is connected to another thing.
But then leads to a
pipe that leads to wherever the fuck the water is sourced from.
The faucet.
Which then is the other hole at the end of the fucking hose. You're right.
One, because we're also not fifth graders and can understand from context.
Yeah, we would interpret based on the context what was going on.
But why, though? Because you know the definition of a hose. You know what to expect what a hose is.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. If you brought me a hose that had a hole in it, and you're like, bro, how many holes are in this hose? I'd be like, well, there's two plus that broken one there, so three. Like, there's three holes.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Okay, how many holes are in a t-shirt?
Good question.
Four.
Four holes?
How many holes do you think are in a t-shirt?
Well, in this one, there's like... this one right there.
That's a separate problem.
So if you put a lid on a cup, it no longer has a hole?
The hole is covered.
It's got a lid on it. Yeah. The
hole is covered.
So that's why they call it a manhole cover.
A manhole cover?
Because it covers the hole.
But there's multiple holes in that system.
Yeah, there's even more holes. The
drainage system has a shit ton of holes, right?
Yes!
A whole lot of holes. Like, almost fire.
Wait,
Lou is like beside himself.
No, what do you mean by that? I'm just trying to figure this out with you guys alongside. Okay. Like, I'm just trying to, you know, ask more questions. Chris, why do you consider that a straw only has one hole?
You know, I just sort of went with that. I'm not sure. I feel I have a strong belief that it doesn't have two holes. So sort of Brock's point. There's a hole into it and out of it. If you consider the straw as being a cylinder, you know, like a dowel, if you will, that you drill through all the way to create the straw element, then yeah, theoretically you make a hole in the top, drill all the way through, and another hole comes out the bottom. Or you open up the hole in the bottom. So in that sense, there's more than one hole. You could also consider it one consecutive hole, which is that other argument, you know, that it's just a singular hole throughout the entire thing. Because theoretically a two has more than just one, or it has more than two holes, because it has separate outputs.
Did you say a tube?
Yeah, like if we're using tubes as the other example, like a manhole, you know, like we were talking, like Brock was explaining, like comparing a straw to a, what would you call it? Yeah, tube. Pipe, if you will.
Super Mario. A manhole is a great explanation of this. They call it a manhole because it's a hole that a man goes through. So therefore, it is a hole. Anyway.
Anyway. Look,
let's move on from the holes because we've gotten off topic. Well, I don't even know if we had a
there
topic.
Was no topic. The first topic was loose holes.
Wow.
Anyway, let's not. I definitely don't want to talk about loose holes anymore.
I see that your conviction in the hole argument is much stronger than Chris. Brock, you seem to feel
mostly
you're right
it's just
and
it's,
you're wrong,
it's fun to so, get fired up against.
It's true. You have to make declarative statements. It's not as comical if we're just
my wife has caught on to the fact that I have no problem declaring this is the way,
of course.
Now she'll turn and look at me like is it though? Or
I mean,
are you
I believe it
that?
Was two or three episodes ago that we did the whole like what are things people like the most about you and least about you. You were like, one of mine is that I make declarative arguments. Which is true, but that's part of what makes the podcast more interesting.
I think your nickname should be DSB.
Declarative statement, DSB. Brock.
Declarative statement, Brock.
Declarative statement, DSB. Brock.
Yeah.
Have you guys tried?
Brought to you by Nesquik.
Have you guys tried the new strawberry frosty? Topic change.
No, so I
Heartbeat topic
legit.
Change.
I did not know that existed. How long has that been a thing?
It's relatively new. I found out about it somewhat recently, and then when I was getting lunch on the way to a gig the other day, I went and got. Wendy's lunch and got a little strawberry frosty. It's pretty dang delicious, but I do like strawberry flavored ice cream generally. I pulled a Lou and had ice cream 2 days in a row, and my body did not like it. My body was not happy with 2 days
of
ice cream.
Was one of your holes not happy?
No, my holes were not happy.
I have now basically confirmed I am not lactose friendly anymore.
You drinking milk as we speak?
Yeah.
But you're just suffering. You're just suffering the consequences.
What I found is when I drink it's not necessarily milk, it's cheese, really, that gets me.
Interesting.
Like, especially, like, heavy oily cheeses, man, my
like a nice mac and cheese kind of situation.
So, yeah, or like a quesadilla with, like, cheddar cheese,
So, Chris didn't reply to something I sent him via text about you, Brock.
I'm not surprised.
I saw...
Okay.
Did you see it?
I did see it. What I'm talking about? I didn't know it. This was kind of going along with the theme that we were talking about pre-podcast of, like, I don't know if we need to, like, ruin things or, like, bring downers into people's lives. Although, also...
But it's Brock. We should bring...
What?
Wow.
It's Brock, so we need to rain on his parade?
Man, well, I started this podcast by, like, let's bring some joy to Lou's life and bring him up, because I'm worried about him being in a doom space. And now he's like, let's go shit on Brock.
No. We shit on each other. You guys use that argument all the fucking time. And then when I try to do it, you guys are shitting on me for doing it? Are you kidding?
We never shit on you.
I'm gonna be quiet now. I had an interesting social thing happen, guys. I'm gonna bring it back.
Weren't we just talking about something else? I completely lost.
I wanted to ruin something. You didn't let me, so I'm gonna move on.
Oh, okay. He was gonna ruin milk for you.
Yeah, but that's okay.
I don't think it would ruin it for him. That was my kind of thought about it, personally.
I mean, bring it on. I'm curious now. It probably won't.
It wasn't even that bad, I think, in the scheme of things. But that's also maybe having a hyper-awareness of things being bad. I don't know.
How is it? I mean, it's pretty...
Just say the thing! Jesus!
It was just like an aerial drone video of a dairy farm. Lots of, like, cows.
Oh, yeah,
and,
they're
like,
really, man. Really sad.
I don't think people...
Really
like, people sad. Know that when they're drinking milk. It's not like... I don't know how many people
have
are.
You seen, like... The chicken farms and pig farms? Oh, yeah. Man.
It's pretty sad.
It is.
It's just an accepted reality.
Mass farming is quite sad.
That's why I try to buy local eggs and stuff.
We also are a big fan of that.
We're trying to be good people in little tiny ways. Corporations should probably work on that, but eh.
Yeah, that'll
be the day. There's some companies, like places like Aldi, you know, they're working on that.
Isn't that a clothing company?
No,
it's a grocery store.
Grocery store.
Aldi?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you spell it's a European?
How do you
A-L-D-I.
D-I.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. So I looked it up. And you know how there's like people also ask, suggested as?
Yeah.
Like, in other words, when I looked up whole, like just the word, it was like, what do you mean by whole? It literally was one of them. That's how it was phrased too, for some reason. This one says, the top one people also ask about Aldi. Is Aldi for the poor? ? Which I really don't know what to say about that.
Yes, it is. It is incredibly inexpensive for what you can get.
That's cool.
It's kind of like a warehouse store, but smaller.
Yeah. Huh, it's neat. Really cool. It's like if you downsized Costco.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Apparently, Aldi does also make clothes, but not what I was thinking. Maybe I'm just misremembering that name. Anyway, Aldi, what were we talking about? Oh, trying to be more consumer conscious, or like
so
better citizens of the world.
They have a higher standard of food quality that they will sell.
I appreciate that. Like certain other places, you know, like trying to, you know, their best.
Yeah. So I'm down.
Anyway, go try a strawberry frosty, or don't, because it might backfire on you. 2 days in a row of ice cream was not a good idea for me. Through your hole.
I love strawberry ice cream, though.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of, like, a strawberry milkshake or strawberry ice cream.
Oh, a strawberry, it's banana milkshake. Ooh. And then strawberry.
What about strawberry banana milkshake?
See, no. I don't like the mixing.
I'm a fan. I like that, too.
Yeah.
My brother is big into banana ice cream.
I don't hate it, but I prefer
them
the
separately.
Banana.
Them separately.
And the strawberry separately. I'll drink it if that's an option.
Sure. Are you, Lou, how are you doing on your ice cream embargo? Or has that completely folded?
It folded after I ate ice cream in front of me.
Well, I mean, I saw, we did talk about that. Actually, I think that might have been on the podcast that got lost, or one of them, where
I think it's on a good one.
We'll see. Either way, if you have not heard about this, there was a time when Lou succumbed, relapsed in his ice cream journey, at least temporarily. That doesn't mean it just, like, went away forever, though. Although maybe it did. I don't know. I wanted an update. I wanted an update on Lou's ice cream.
Oh, I haven't. I've been back off of the...
Well
behaved. Expression on the off the off, wagon on the
you're
on the
you're
wagon.
On,
you're
on the
on
wagon.
The wagon.
You're on
I'm
the
on
wagon.
The wagon.
You're on the wagon.
Off the wagon is bad. On the wagon is good. Much like the Oregon Trail.
Otherwise, you're walking.
Walking's bad.
I think in this case, walking would probably be good because it would help counterbalance all the ice cream.
No, no. Brock said walking's bad.
Walking is bad.
You gotta be on.
I am two whole Brock of good health. All right. Well, two whole Brock. There's definitely more than that.
I mean, yes. How many holes does the human body have?
Yes, Brock. How many holes does the human body have?
A shit ton of holes.
It's shit ton of holes. All the holes.
All the holes. They're just openings, though, if you ask Lou. Zero holes. Is that how many? There's zero holes.
Seven visible holes.
Well,
not talking about like all the like micro holes, yeah, like pores, holes, like your pores. Stuff, yeah.
That's why I'm saying all the holes. We're full of holes. We're all whole. Bro,
all humans. We're permeating all whole. Wow, humans. This podcast.
A whole lot of trouble.
Oh my god. Wow.
We're all permeable. I'm gonna write holes. That book.
This podcast could not be more of a podcast right now. just the bullshit epitome, about holes for 20 minutes.
The epitome of podcasting. Yep. Can I talk about my social situation?
Oh, yes, please do. Please
Let's
do.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
So I was at work. And now, nowadays, depending on which courtroom it is, you don't necessarily need to have a mask on. So,
okay, uh-huh.
So I just want to mention, I've been having a hard time now that I don't have a mask on to contain my emotions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I get you. Yeah.
So it's hard to hide a smile or a smirk or a reaction.
Yeah. It was a nice feature of the mask that you could like make a big smile or make like a disgusting face or something like that without people really seeing. Yeah, I get that.
So I was in court and I had like a jacket on, but not like a dress jacket or like a suit jacket.
Like
it was
like a raincoat
kind of thing. Like a stylish one, and it has like a big collar, right? And so they called me up, and I was
in a hole where your head goes through.
Moving on, and
Simba's mad at that joke.
Yes. Anyways, the collar, right? So it was like a little out of place. So they called me up, like I needed to go, and I was like, okay. And then so I was on the move. Kind of like trying to fix my collar.
Your collar. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a line of attorneys like waiting for the judge. So I think like, okay, good. I think I'm done at that point.
Oh,
I go next to the person I'm interpreting for. And then all of a sudden I start feeling some touching going on in my in my collar area.
That's such a weird way of phrasing that.
Whoa.
Is that feeling some touching? Okay, okay.
Some finagling was happening.
Okay, somebody was maybe adjusting your collar. Yeah. Okay.
As soon as that was happening, because I was already interpreting, the judge was talking, he was doing his spiel, and I was like doing my job.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I start feeling like caresses in my neck because of the finagling of my collar, like somebody fixing it back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew who it was because there's like one female lawyer that was in the line. And
you just assumed that she was the one.
I just
doing
assumed
it
was her. Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
So I see the judge reacting to her fixing my collar for me, and I'm then reacting to the judge smiling and almost like laughing right at the situation, and I almost am, as I'm interpreting, like almost busting out laughing, but I just have like this probably hilariously goofy ass smile on my face as I'm like trying to talk and like keep my focus going.
I want to ask, you know, we if people don't know us, they clearly understand we're pretty jovial, you know, and I would say we even said this, I think, on the, you know, Good Qualities episode, like that Lou is a very smiley person. However, I don't know if you're that way at work necessarily, you know, like, are you more somber and not goofy and smiley? Like, is that the persona you have at work? I'm curious how your coworkers know you.
I bet Lou is very reactive, especially with the mask. So, like, he may seem quiet and somber, but, like, he would react almost to himself.
How do people know you, I guess, is the question.
So, one of the ethical tenets of interpreters is to be as inobtrusive as possible.
That makes sense. Yeah, yeah.
Possible.
Yeah.
So you don't want to disturb proceedings, right? And so you want to kind of be a background character. And I took that very seriously for a long time. And I still do for the most part. But as I've been more of a staple in the environment, as time has gone on, I've allowed myself to be more open.
Generally.
Select people, right? Mm. And thankfully, that specific judge is not that other judge. And
the one you have neutral feelings about.
The one I have zero, you know, no feelings either
way.
No
positive or negative feelings.
Right. And he's very kind with me and open with me because I've worked with him before he became a judge when he was a defense attorney.
Oh, cool.
And
so you're friends. So this interaction was not necessarily like uncomfortable in that sense, like where you were able to kind of laugh.
No, not at all.
Laughing together.
And then, yeah, because then afterwards, like the judge stopped talking and then she said, "I apologize, I'm a neat freak," and went back to wait. And I just, you know, later on, he just resumed and nothing came of it. But it was just like a funny, awkward kind of situation that happened at work.
Have any interactions with this female lawyer after the fact? Like, bro, what are you doing, bro?
No. I mean, I didn't call her out. Like, I've also worked with her in the past. So
for a while,
that's probably where like a certain comfort level.
Yeah,
where she
feels okay to like fix your collar.
Still seems like in the middle of him doing his job.
Yeah.
Like I bet if you went and fixed her collar while she was like asking questions to somebody on the stand, she would flip the fuck out, right? Like,
yeah, it's a little. You know what I was doing was a little more informal than like you're not gonna pull that shit off in like a trial, say, but. You know, and it just really depends on the courtroom again. Like that one is a little way more lax with all of the traditional, you know,
roles and formalities.
Yes. Like it really depends on the judge. So in that case, I was just curious what you guys thought, because it at the time, like I was like, that's weird and unprofessional. But it didn't necessarily bother me because of where I was. But maybe if I was in a different court, maybe she wouldn't even have done it, right? In a different court altogether.
I will say from, like, a retail environment that I work in, that's crossing a line that you don't do. You tell somebody, like, hey, your collar's popping, you know, or... Mm. But you're not just going to walk up to somebody and just start fixing something on their person. Like, that's how you get into, like, harassment and, like...
Well, it doesn't have a lot to do. It's interesting that, again, you, like, assumed that it was the woman. And in my mind, that sort of makes sense,
What if it was the person you were, like, translating
for? Yeah, they're like, oh, man, look how sloppy this interpreter is. Like, gotta fix his car. I mean, that is an element of, like, is it more acceptable for a woman to do so? Even just, like, in sort of a motherly type of way, right? Like that's something your mom would do, you know, like, fix
Shouldn't
your car.
Shouldn't matter.
To your point, I don't disagree, like, to Brock's point, you know, that it's a little strange, you know, in that setting. I know it's funny though, because it's come up. I'm just gonna out my brother. He was telling me some stories about like situations where he's noticed like a female coworker has got like, I don't know, like let's say there's a stain on her chest, or like, you know, her pants have a hole in it because she puts her phone in the butt pocket or whatever. And then that does lead to this awkward situation where you're like, oh, you have a hole in your pocket, and she's like, oh, you're looking at my butt. Like, and again, it's all in fun because he's friends with his coworkers, but there is that kind of like interesting levels of familiarity, I guess you could say.
You know when a girl has, like, a big bust and, like, a button-up shirt, like, one of the buttons is popped open because it's, like, it's
they're barely contained
in that area.
Mm.
Because Lou lives in an anime world, apparently.
I was going to say, I was like, in an anime?
No, but this happens in real life.
Sure, understandable. Yeah.
I've encountered this in the wild, you know?
The wild? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay,
so
sure.
I had that dilemma of, like,
I mean,
I'm sure she doesn't want people looking inside that hole, looking at her bra.
Mm-hmm.
So you should, I think the courteous thing would be to react immediately, like, point it out. And I've done that, actually. I mean, it's worse off than not telling them.
Well, it kind of goes back to, like, Brock's pants being ripped as he walks through Walmart. Do you, if you see, we talked about this, I think, at that time. Like, if it's my friend, if I notice Brock's pants are ripped, do I tell him right away? Versus, like, if he's just a guy in Walmart, and I'm like, yo, bro, your pants have a big old rip. Like, do you say something? Or do you just kind of, like,
I think you should say something.
Step back a little bit. You know, bystander syndrome and
hope. Regardless of the reaction, I think the kind thing should be, the right thing should be to tell them, point it out, because...
Here's what my rule is. If I can avoid talking to people, I'm going to avoid talking to people.
I kind of get that.
We all have our shit. At no point has somebody like pointed something out on me And I've been like, oh, I'm so grateful they did that. You really? Know, like, yeah.
It's
fine.
I mean, what about, like, your zipper
or something
down?
Points out, like, oh, your collar is popped or flipped or something. I'm like, oh, thanks. Yeah. I you know, why? Like, that seems good. Like, thank you for telling me. Like, I would have been, because otherwise people are judging you anyways based on how you look. So at that point, it's like.
Yeah, but then you get to live in that, like, bliss period of not having, like, oh shit, how long has it been like this? What's been going on? Ignorance is bliss, my friend.
Bliss no, period. But
well, I don't like, I haven't found myself dwelling on that ever. So it's like, oh well, I mean, it happened. It's gone. Thankfully, I've now corrected it because of a nice individual who is kind enough to point something
like
that out. I do think, especially with
women.
While
you were doing your job, I think is the problem. Like, look, I'm blowing it out of the water. I really don't care if people point stuff out on me in public. Whatever, who cares? But if I'm in the middle of, like, talking to a customer,
yes. and somebody
walks up to me and starts doing something on me, that is wildly inappropriate. Like, that is not the right time.
That's fair.
I will, I concede to that point. But that's different from somebody pointing it out, like, kind of like pulling you aside, like, or pointing something out.
Pulling you aside is way different, too, than just being like, your boobs are popping out.
I will not be that person that will, like, stop somebody and be like, hey, just so you know, you have a stain on the back of your pants. I don't care. I don't think they care.
I think it really depends on...
do that.
You don't know if they care.
I think the context matters a lot here, like I always do. You know, like, again, if Lou mentioned that the judge and the lawyer in this case were both, like, relatively friendly with him. So that's way different than, like, some woman he's never met before. Or, like, again, the ex-judge or the other judge he used to work for that he has neutral feelings about. Like, that if that was happening, that would be a very different situation. And same with, like, if Brock, as, like, the boss or whatever, there's something to be said for, like, hey, your pants are dirty. You might need to put on different pants. You know, be aware, like, there's a dress code or whatever. Like, you have some right to say stuff like
and
that.
And I have had to do stuff like that, but it is never... while they are in the middle of doing something with a customer.
Which would be amazing, though. I like that idea.
Or even with another coworker, I will take them
That's fair.
Aside,
taking them aside.
I have a moment with them, be like, hey, look, this is not...
That's an appropriate caveat.
Or, hey, just so you know, this is not okay. You know, if you want to take your lunch break or go take care of that, you can. Like, that
I want,
kind of
like,
thing.
I want you... Oh, I want Brock next time to just interrupt his employees all times and just be like, hey, how many holes are there in a straw? I need to know. Like, as they're talking to a customer.
I'll tell you what. I have my whole staff in place on Thursday. Yeah, I will ask
a straw hole question. Okay, done. Okay. Take a poll. Straw poll.
I've pointed out, again... undone buttons, like slightly open zippers, tags out of place, or like,
sure,
you know, for
okay,
especially for women, you know.
We're gonna move on. All
right,
it's been too long. We figured out where we're at. Now we'll go into another Lou-centric section of our podcast.
This has been a very Lou-centric episode. It's a Lou episode
for Lou's incredibly interesting question of the week.
Oh, it's been upgraded.
You did that on purpose, Brock, because of the whole straw thing.
it's got a line it's being drawn to. Like, it's got to
stand up. Brought to you by GetAthreads.com.
Brought to you by
GetAthreads.com. Go to GetAthreads.com right now to pick out your favorite pair of GetAthreads and let us know on all of GetAthreads' social media: Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Twilight Stars, and don't forget to like and subscribe to us and put a drop in our comment. What is your favorite pair of GetAthreads?
How many holes are there in each pair of GetAthreads?
Do you want extra holes? We can make that happen.
I don't. No custom orders.
I mean, Lou's pretty good with some scissors. I'm sure he can make it work.
Does a tube top only have one hole or
do you
two
do,
holes?
Do you do like breakaway underwear at GetAthreads?
I don't.
Breakaway underwear?
For our, stripper listeners.
Here's my question, guys.
Okay. GetAthreads.com/MHGC for 29.5% off of your order.
So this again, this is a bit of a doom and gloom topic. I want to say the caveat there. The world and humans right now are doing better in a lot of ways than they've ever done before.
Sure.
But there's still a lot of issues, right? We can all concede to that.
Just a few issues.
So consider it this way, the question, right? So with the world, or, you know, you can be more specific, or in this case, maybe the U.S., right? As fucked as it is in a lot of ways. All right. And here's the question. What fictional character would you bring to reality to affect some kind of change in our world?
Jesus.
Captain Planet.
Whoa, that's a... Is it holographic Jesus, though? Or, like...
I would like holographic Jesus. Holographic Jesus is more rare. They're one out of every 100. That was a... I'm so sorry to all of my Christian friends. Bro, I'm so sorry.
Please call him out. Like, that's very...
I mean, let's just say, like, regardless of what you think about Jesus, like, idealistic... Jesus would be a good person to have to come to be like, you know what? We gotta straighten this stuff out.
Would Jesus even be believed to be Jesus?
That's probably the problem. Not. That's like, the sad part about it.
He's not fictitious enough.
No, like, yeah, like, if Jesus really did come back, it would be a hard time.
I'm going to stick with Captain Planet.
I do like Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Originally I was going to say the Doctor as my answer.
Doctor also
the Doctor
a good
would be
one.
A good, yeah, like, let's try to help solve, yeah, like,
man,
the Doctor.
Man, I might prefer the Doctor. That's a good answer, too.
The Doctor was my
Isn't he more of, like, an observer than, like, a fixer, though?
Yeah, but there's a lot of fixing that happens.
He definitely fixed.
I think the Doctor always says they're just going to, you know, observe, but there's always fixing involved.
He can behind the scenes fix some shit, right?
There you go. Exactly. That was.
I tell you what, if Chris is taking the Doctor, I'll stick with Captain Planet. But if Chris is going to give up the Doctor, I'll take the Doctor.
I'll take the Doctor.
If you're saying Captain Planet, though, you also need the Planeteers, the rings, right? Like the Planeteers.
Yeah.
Because they come as a package.
Would you be one of them?
Or he would.
I would be Hart.
You would be Hart, bro? I mean, if you're not pointing out people's disheveled state, you're not
fucking
Hart.
Fire in a heartbeat. I would not be Hart.
You wouldn't be Hart Brock? I like Hart Brock.
No, I'd be Fire.
Fiery Brock.
He was the red-haired white guy. Brock's not red-haired, but he was. No.
I was at one point.
But he is a white guy.
That's true.
He could
be. I was at one point.
He could dye his hair red also.
I could do that.
I have done that. Again, that's what I was saying.
At one point.
I was at one point.
What about you, Lou? Who is your fictional character?
I was thinking something like extreme, like
Godzilla.
Oh my god, that's such a good one.
Godzilla would also be a good one because
I'm changing mine.
Because Godzilla also would help unite the population, right? Like that's the, like we like if Godzilla shows up, we'd be like, oh fuck, and then we'd have to like fight Godzilla, and that would maybe help unite us as a people again, Independence Day style.
That's such a good one. That's so funny.
Terrible.
Godzilla. Godzilla is my fictional
Let's
answer.
Bring an imminent
is it better than
the
fictional?
World?
Here's
yes.
One. The Doctor and Captain Planet would both help to solve current
Godzilla
problems.
Is helping
Godzilla
a different kind of problem.
Cause a whole bunch of problems that then we would be forced to solve.
Which might help fix some problems.
but the question was to affect change. I didn't
That's true, Godzilla would change a lot.
Yeah. I didn't specify I didn't say it needed to be a good change or in a good direction.
Terrible.
What do you
Terrible.
Mean? I love Godzilla. I'm changing my answer.
Godzilla, what was your answer?
I'm not gonna. No, it doesn't matter anymore. It's now Godzilla.
Jedi would be also a good one.
Like, just collectively, like every Jedi.
All the Jedi. The Jedi Order.
Mm. Oh, they didn't do so good.
No, I was like, I don't know if they would be a good one. They mostly failed to a singular person. Like it was a little disappointing in Episode 3.
Yeah. Maybe just Yoda. Yoda could do some shit.
I think people would just freak out and kill him if, like, Yoda really existed in the real world. He would be, like, in a museum or something like that, you know? Like, they capture him, like, E.T. style.
Like Area 51. Like.
Yeah. Maybe Yoda's already here.
Maybe. Man, the Straw question was really better, but it was a good question.
I kind of liked that question. It was a fun concept.
It was good. I think I'm gonna give it another 7 Lus. Like it was fun.
Just average. Right. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's 7 is good.
Seven is the average of what you typically give him. 7. 7 is pretty much, I'd say, probably one of the most common ratings.
You know what?
I like a lot of his questions.
There you go.
We don't need the commentary on the ratings.
Let's talk about how bad this question is.
You're affecting Brock's measure of his ratings. Yeah, let him rate.
The next one's definitely going to be a 3. Thanks, Chris.
You're like, this average is too high now. We got to bring it down.
Yeah, we got to bring it down.
I wish
we had like a dedicated fan that would just
write all the ratings.
At some point, find out what
I'm sure we could skim through it pretty good. I was going to give the question an 8. Because there's 2 holes.
In an 8?
Yeah.
That was the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you saying 8s don't have holes? Are you saying infinity doesn't have 2 holes, bro?
I just... So, like...
Only Brock can tell the dumb jokes.
God.
Shit.
No, I'm not arguing that 8s don't have 2 holes. It was just dumb.
Brock doesn't believe in 8s and 8s have holes.
Are you crazy?
Dumb.
What kind of 8s are you fucking looking at, man?
Roman numeral 8s.
You know what? I think that's it. I think we're done. Let's get some music.
How would you guys feel if I start writing like my text or basically everything, replacing that like hate, and then I'll use the number for everything that has 8?
Oh, that has like the 8 in the end.
I don't necessarily think they use the word hate enough to really affect how I interact with you.
Mate, hate. Let's think of like let's just. There's got to be a list somewhere.
Back in our text with you real quick. When was the last time you used hate or mate or any other word with me that could be changed?
I mean, I know I definitely did not use the word mate with you.
Proactively do it.
I'm just saying, like, I'd have to keep that, like, a conscious... I'll be making a conscious decision to be replacing that phrasing, right? That sound with just the number.
I will give...
I went... As far back in our messages before it would force me to load more messages, and there's not one single instance of you being able to replace an 8 in a word.
I will
you did not use hate.
Force.
You did not use
I will.
Hate.
I will help you like a friend.
Yes.
I will help you like a friend by asking you
like
questions.
What things do you hate?
No. I will ask him questions.
You're narrowing it down to hate. Like there's many. There's got to be many
eight?
Words that have that.
Mate? Late.
Bait.
Bait.
Bait?
Yeah.
Date.
Dates?
These are not any things that Lou has to do, so it's fine.
Oh God, I knew that was coming.
Freight?
Freight? How are you shipping that?
Masturbate, there you go. You're welcome.
Yes.
The clip for the next episode is just going to be Brock saying, masturbate, there you go, you're welcome. That's it. Perfect.
Oh,
clipped.
Man.
Take note, myself.
At least finding it'll be easy.
It will
be. You can even use it like masturbating, right?
Oh, I'll change the subtitles.
Or baited.
Bait and switch.
Well.
Created.
You could be talking about football's legend Golden Tate.
Create is a good one.
Create. Satiate.
Ooh.
That's good.
It's yeah. Good. I think it's a versatile.
We can really debate this.
Ah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That 2-hole number is a doozy.
I 100% think this will not. There will be 0 follow through on this concept.
That's 1 hole.
That's 1 hole. 1 hole.
One hole
I would take,
follow through.
I would bet, you know, $8 that there will be 0 follow through on this concept.
I like how you started off as a supportive friend, and now you're like...
Yeah, like, wow, you're just a
supportive friend, but that maybe has realistic expectations.
So you're being pragmatic.
Pragmatic.
Yes, a pragmatist. Very well. I like how zero faith is given to me. That's cool.
Are you deflated?
Lou, I believe in you trying to annoy us.
Ooh.
And on that note, thank you and good night.